Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hello, everyone. The topic of the week is the confidence spectrum. And on the last episode, I talked about the spectrum of confidence. We're in the middle. That's the sweet spot. We have confidence. And that's how we want to show up ideally as amazing, awesome technical leaders. But often what happens is what we might do is we would lean in one direction or the other on the confidence spectrum. So in one direction is cocky, full of oneself, completely egotistical. If we lean too far in that direction, that's how we show up. And then on the other side of confidence, the other extreme is self-deprecating, where we get too down on ourselves. We make self-deprecating jokes. We don't accept awards. We say we don't deserve them. We deflect. We hate accepting compliments because, oh, wow, no. I don't deserve that. No. And then we deflect it and make a joke or try and just put it on the team and say thank you for the team. And without thank you to the team for doing this without really accepting it and saying thank you. I'm so grateful for this. I deserve it. And so what I want to talk about today are three shifts, three actions that you can start taking right now so that you can begin to tap into this sweet spot of confidence where you are showing up feeling like, yeah, I deserve this. I won this, but also feeling grateful and sharing the love and sharing the win as well, because that's where we want to be. That's where we want to live as technical leaders. If you don't do that, you're going to tend to fall toward one of the extremes, because chances are right now, one of the reasons why you're not achieving the career wins that you want to, one of the reasons why you're stuck in middle management land, one of the reasons why you haven't gotten a promotion in the last 2, 3, 5, 10 years. One of the reasons why you've just been hopping from job to job to job and can't really seem to win on the job market is because you're leaning toward one end of the spectrum or on the other, whether it's self-deprecating or whether it's cocky. And you're not able to condition that sweet spot of just of being confident that what you're doing is working, being confident to move forward, living in that sweet spot of confidence. You're either on the cocky end of the spectrum and living there, and maybe you lean toward confidence sometimes, but then the rubber band brings you back to cockiness, or it could be self-deprecating. And a lot of times what I've seen is people have stretched that rubber band so much, especially when it comes to self-deprecating, is that they live in self-deprecating. They live there. So it's really about creating that new confidence home for yourself and conditioning that in yourself so that you're confident now and you're not living in that self-deprecating zone where I don't deserve this and this isn't, no, stop talking about me. This makes me uncomfortable. And where you want to live in that confidence zone, that sweet spot. And when you don't live in that sweet spot, you're not able to show up as the best leader that you can possibly be. You can't make the biggest impact that you can have. Your team is missing out because you're not showing up as the way that you can. So they're not getting the leadership that they could be. And you end up being stuck in your career because you're not really tapping into your zone of genius. You're not really tapping into all of the skills that you have, all of the potential that you have as a leader. And you're going to end up staying stuck in middle management land. You're going to end up staying stuck at your current salary until you retire, maybe with the minimal 5% raises between now and then, which is really just staying stuck because that's barely keeping up with inflation. And you're not going to be able to create that legacy that you want to be able to create. So that's what's going to happen if you stay in the self-deprecating zone or in the cocky zone. But look, if you really learn how to condition this and really learn how to live in that zone of confidence, and that becomes your MO, that becomes where you live from every day as a confident technical leader, then what that's going to mean is it's going to increase your potential. And you're going to be able to tap into potential that you didn't even know you had. You're going to see potential that you didn't before because you're looking at things from a different set of glasses, from those confidence glasses, not from the self-deprecating glasses or from the cocky glasses, but from the confidence glasses. You're going to tap into more potential. You're going to take better actions, more intelligent actions. You're going to take more risks. You're going to take intelligent risks. You're going to do things that maybe seemed scary to you before. It just seemed completely like, whatever, not worth it before. You're going to take those actions that are more intelligent, that are more inspired, and then those actions are going to lead to better results for you, for your team, for your career, for your family, for your life. Because yes, absolutely, your career wins and your team's wins and your leadership wins are absolutely going to have a positive effect on the rest of your life as well. So you're going to be able to confidently walk the path toward that dream career and build that dream life for yourself and for your family as well, because you're showing up from that zone of confidence. So here's three shifts, three actions that you can start taking today to really live from that zone of confidence. Number one, the shift is, realize you already have it. You already have the confidence. I can't tell you the number of times that I hear people talk about, like, I'm just not confident. I just don't have the confidence. I need to find that confidence. Where is it? Gee, I don't know. Realize that it's already in you. It's internal. You would not have scored all of the wins that you have already scored in your life as an accomplished, motivated, super smart technical leader if you didn't have that confidence to tap into. It's just that you only visit there. You've only visited there, perhaps unintentionally from time to time, that zone of confidence, that sweet spot. You've only visited there, maybe even by accident. And then you went back to self-deprecating land, or went back to over to Cockyville. So it's there. You already have it. Realize it. Remind yourself of all the wins and all the times that you have shown up as confident. That's number one. Number two, here's the key. And this is the key whether you are kind of tending to live over in self-deprecating land or if you're tending to live over in Cockyville. This is going to help either way. Shift number two, show up with compassion. Show up with compassion for your fellow human beings. Show up with compassion for your team, compassion for your counterparts, compassion for your peers, for your boss, for the CEO, for the CTO, compassion for your customers, for your clients, whoever it is that you're working with at work, and show up with compassion for your family, for your friends, everyone else who's a member of your tribe, everyone else who you love and want to love, and everyone else who's a part of your team who you are working with toward common goals. Show up with compassion. And what that really means is understanding their point of view, truly understanding their point of view and feeling for them. And also realizing. And once you do this and you really start to condition the sense of compassion, what this is going to do is help you to realize that we're all in this together. We are all part of the shared human condition. We are all on the same journey. We're just at different parts of that journey and approaching that journey in different ways. We are all on that same journey. We are all just walking each other home. We're all here for one another. And what you start to realize is that if you're showing up as cocky sometimes, Or maybe you don't mean to show up as cocky, but maybe other people take it to be that way, like perceive you that way. Perception is reality, right? You want to change the way that you're perceived because no one wants to come off as cocky. No one wants to work with someone who's overly confident and full of him or herself. Or if you're showing up as self-deprecating and like, oh, no, no, I don't deserve this. This wasn't me. No, 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 stop it. What you start to realize is that both of those kinds of behaviors, whether that's what you're doing intentionally or that's how you're perceived, that's not having compassion for your fellow human beings. So if you're showing up as cocky, right, or being perceived as cocky, it's like you're coming off as completely self-centered, completely full of yourself, which is the perception of you don't really care about others. And we don't want that. We want to show that we absolutely care about other people. We don't want to come from it from a completely egotistical internal perspective. We want to recognize others as being part of this journey as well and being part of that win. We want to share that win. So that's how compassion is going to help over here. But compassion helps over here as well if you're living in this sort of zone of self-deprecating humor and deflecting compliments and rewards and wins. If you're living over there, that's not having compassion for your fellow human beings either. Because what you're doing is you're shrinking. You're shrinking in front of other people. If you're a leader, you're shrinking in front of your team. You're showing them, you're modeling a behavior that's, I don't deserve this. Please stop complimenting me. Please stop sharing all of these wins. I'm uncomfortable. That's what you're modeling. Is that really what you want to do? No. So then what you start to realize is that by being confident and accepting the wins and saying, wow, I'm so grateful for this and thank you for being a part of this, you are giving others permission to do the same thing. You are giving your team permission to shine. You are giving your team permission to be confident as well. Because if you model the cockiness, or if you model as a leader, the self-deprecating behaviors, then that's the culture that you're going to be building. And you're basically saying it's not okay to be confident. And that's not what we want to do. We want to share the wins together, but we want to give others permission to be grateful and thankful and celebrate the wins. We want to create a culture where everyone celebrates their wins and we celebrate along with them. Because what we really start to realize is that yes, there's what we might call more like our wins, where it's like, I led this project and I was instrumental in helping create this win and I'm grateful for it. And then there's the ones around me that helped me get there, right? But then what you really start to realize is that they're all our wins. Like if your team member has a win that she might call her own, right? Because she was instrumental. She was the lead. She did the work. She paved the way, right? It's her win. She gets to own it because it's hers, but really it's yours too. And really it's the rest of the team's too, because of the shared human condition. And if you're showing up as self-deprecating, you're depriving people, you're stealing other people's confidence in being confident. And that's not, I know that that's not what you want to do. So I really encourage you to take a look at it that way too. So number two is compassion. By having more compassion, you realize that you're not being compassionate by showing up as cocky, and you're not being compassionate by showing up as self-deprecating. So have compassion for your fellow human beings. We're all in this together, folks. And then number three, you got to practice. You got to practice being confident, right? It's not enough to simply make the mindset shifts to say, okay, I have it already. I know the confidence is in me. I can do this. And I'm going to show up with compassion. You got to actually go out and do it. You got to show up with confidence. You got to show up with compassion. Practice it in small ways. Practice it in big ways. I challenge you right now. What's one day, what's one way between now and the rest of the day, or if it's already the end of the day, what's one way that within the next 24 hours, you can show up in more confidence. Specifically, commit to yourself that you are going to show up with confidence to this particular conversation, to this particular group meeting. Show up with confidence to it. Practice. That's how we condition it and we make it a reality as opposed to just something that stays in our heads. So those are the three shifts. Those are three actions to start taking so that you can really start conditioning that new zone of genius, that new zone of confidence that is going to help you create more wins in your career and finally get unstuck and build that dream. But it's also going to help others along the way. And if that's not a reason to do it, I don't know what is. Helping others is the ultimate in motivation. You know, like sometimes I ask my clients or I think for myself, you know, what gets me out of bed in the morning? Is it building my dream? You know, do I say, hey, I want to go build my dream today? Like, is that what gets me out of bed? Like, it juices me for sure, right? Like I have my own career goals, business goals in my case. But what gets me out of bed is, oh, wow, I get to talk to this client today. Oh, wow, we have a group call with our clients today. It's going to be so amazing to help them win. That's what gets me out of bed in the morning. I'm going to take a wild guess that for you, it's your team. It's your team and the impact that you can potentially make is what gets you out of bed in the morning. And the way that you're going to make even more of an impact and tap into more of that motivation is by really conditioning yourself to live in that zone of confidence, that zone of compassion. So go ahead and do it, folks. And if you need any help with it, about how to really condition that, what does confidence look like for you, how to leverage the resources that you already have, how to overcome the obstacles that you've encountered along the way toward building your dream career, toward having more of an impact, toward helping your team. If you need help with any of that, book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. We're going to help you get there. Because like I said, that's what juices me. That's what gets me out of bed in the morning. Even in those mornings when I have to get up at 5 o'clock or 5:30 or whatever it might be, I think about the help that we're doing. I think about the transformations that we're helping to create. That's what we're here for. So if you need help with this, you do not have to go it alone. We are here for you. Book a call, thepeoplestack.com/book. So that's it, folks. Operate from a place of confidence, not from a place of cockiness, not from a place of self-deprecation. Confidence is the name of the day, is the name of the game. It's how you win. And it's how you get other people, help other people to win as well. All right, that is it, my friends. Take care and talk to you very, very soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.